Faith is the reality of things hoped for, confidence of things not seen. This beautiful reading from the letter to the Hebrews for our second reading is a great praise of faith. We believe in what we do not see. We walk by faith, not by sight. Among Catholic philosophers and authors, there was a discussion in the last century about the disenchantment of the world. That is to say, people not taking the reality of the spiritual world seriously. That in earlier times, spiritual causes were assigned to things like illness, bad crop yields, natural disasters, or deliverance from the plague, good crop yields, etc. Superstitions, we might say. But we tend toward the opposite end of things, where if there is a natural disaster, it was merely the confluence of various forces of nature, mere random chance. If someone recovers from illness, or if they fall ill and die, it was merely the success or failure of modern medical science. God's providence has no practical implications. More recently, there's been discussion of the re-enchantment of the world. People know that they are not merely material beings. They are not just a compilation of chemical reactions and physical forces, that they have a spiritual component, a soul. However, they're still uncomfortable with the idea of God, of having any obligation to spiritual laws. A lot of people are more uncomfortable with the idea of the devil than they are of God. The devil doesn't demand things like faith. Just keep going along the broad and easy way, float along with the tide, never mind the rocks up there. But just as there are actions and reactions, decisions and consequences in nature or the social order, so too in the spiritual. And yet, so many people in our world today cruise through life thinking that they can give only a passing thought here or there to the spiritual world. There will be no consequence to letting one's spiritual health decline or even wither away. Well, Abraham is our father in faith because he acted on his faith. James makes it very clear in his letter, talking about the same story of Abraham and Isaac, that Abraham proved his faith through action. So faith is a virtue, and like any virtue, it's a habit of mind. It's a mental virtue, so it involves a habitual disposition to see the world in a particular way. So we can form our imagination, form our worldview, our faith through action, and we can form our actions through our worldview. It's this continuous cycle. We can be like the servant in the gospel who thinks the master is delayed. We can think that the house is in our hands, whether that's our soul, our family, that we're the master of our own destiny, the pilot of our own ship. But if we do not develop the conviction, the worldview, the virtue of faith, that all things are in God's hands when things are going well, then rarely will we be able to summon the virtue of faith out of the ether when things start to go badly. God can still grant that virtue. It's a gift from God in any case. But brothers and sisters, we are those of whom the gospel speaks about much being given. And from those to whom much is given, much will be demanded, because it is God who provides. Do we have faith that things are in his hands and from his hands or not? Abraham offered Isaac to God. He was able to do so because he had acted in faith to leave his homeland behind. His faith was formed by the night sky, seeing that every night as a sign of God's promise to him. And so when God called, he was able to answer ready. He was listening. He expected God to speak. And he reasoned that God, who had given him so much, would give Isaac back to him. He was able to see the world through God's eyes and see God's desire for his good, even when he didn't understand this sacrifice of his son being demanded to him. But Hebrews says he believed that Isaac would be raised from the dead. So God has entrusted us with gifts. If we receive them as gifts, then more will be given to us. If we accept the gifts of faith, of hope, of love that the Father wishes to give us, then more will be given. Do we have the frame of mind to recognize God's hand in things, his desire to draw us to himself through our daily experiences? If we do not receive the gifts of God, again, when things are going well, then it may be that those things are taken away, whether material things or even health taken away to draw us back to God. That would be better than losing faith, losing charity altogether. We have been given the gifts of baptism, which makes us children of our Heavenly Father, confirmation, giving us his Holy Spirit, the Eucharist, sacrament of penance, perhaps matrimony, all of these gifts to sustain us in the life of grace. And there are many sacramentals as well given to us to form our faith, our worldview, that God is in all of his creation. Religious art, religious medals, the scapular, little ways of inviting God's presence in. The church gives us blessings for homes, crops, cars, travelers for a reason. Little ways to invite God's grace into our lives, to entrust ourselves to him as his children. You're given the opportunity every day to speak with your Father, turning your mind to him in prayer, to speak with your mother, Mary, to invite the Holy Spirit into a conversation or a decision, to ask your guardian angel to protect you from temptation or physical harm. The more that you attempt to do these things, the more you will remember to do so, and the more you will be given the grace to do so. And one final grace given to us, especially in this Jubilee year, is indulgences. A great way to live into that reality of things not seen, the communion of the saints, the church suffering, keeping in mind our own eternal destiny as well. So during this Jubilee year, you can earn two plenary indulgences for the souls in purgatory every day, rather than just one. And they can be earned within 20 days on either side of a confession, not just the usual 2 weeks. And some examples are saying the rosary with at least one other person, 30 minutes of meditation on scripture, half an hour of prayer before a monstrance. For the Jubilee year, there's also plenary indulgences for visits to the sick, elderly, or imprisoned, abstaining from electronics for non-work purposes for a day, abstaining from meat on Fridays, giving alms to the poor. So all of these ways that the church gives us to open up our minds to see God's grace in our daily lives, to form our worldview and our imagination. Because our world is enchanted. God is imminently present in every aspect of his creation. And he asks us to help his glory shine through, to make his kingdom come in our world. So ask those who have walked the path before you, the saints in heaven and the church suffering, to help you see through the veil of earthly things. Let us all ask God our Father to reveal to us what he wishes to show us about himself, what he is inviting us into today.